Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Howdy, how are you?
I am well. I'm well. I've got you here as a guest. I can't be any better than that.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. A surprise guest. What's happening?
Well, yesterday the city council met to do a preliminary meeting about the budget process.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Agenda items included animal control discussion and individual council priorities for the fiscal year 22-23 budget, future work session dates that we laid out to be in the second week in July, and just general discussion of the process that we were going to use in the announcements. So as we went through, we actually started a little bit out of sequence and went to the individual concerns where each council member could say, these are things that I want us to be sure and address at our council or at our budget process. The mayor went first, and my emphasis was to budget the money to update the comprehensive plan. Our comprehensive plan is a 2013 plan right now, so we're really kind of overdue on updating it. But I wanted to do that, and nobody objected to that. The other day, I was looking for the addresses for some properties that had cleared the liens from our from the city's work on those properties to get them to a certain code level. Mm-hmm. And remembered the process that we were going through at one time to put new street signs up on all the streets here in town. And we were doing that, I think, about a quarter of them a year, and as we got close to two-thirds of those done, some other budgeting priorities popped up, and we didn't finish that, particularly in the southeast portion of town. So having a lot of trouble finding the addresses in the streets, it was really obvious that we need to get back to doing that. So again, no objection. And then I asked for us to be sure and include some discussion and update as we go through the budget process on the impact of the sales of the properties out at the lake and how that was looking like it might affect us and what we might do with that. We always want to be concerned with essentially, I'll call it one-time money, a one-time event, that we don't budget that into a annually reoccurring expense that's there. So we use it for things that need to be fixed for that one time. And so then we moved on and had concern about getting public input from the lake properties, and we had a good discussion about that. Making sure people had an opportunity to express their opinion about who might be our focus in the sale of that property and what we might want to do with it. There are things in the comprehensive plan, but this particular discussion was to make sure that citizens had an opportunity to do that. And while we didn't say it in the meeting, it kind of came around to Of course, we'll do all the things that are required for all the meetings to make sure people know about them and get updates on the meeting. But I would just advertise to the audience out there that if you have an idea, a strong feeling, or just a thought that you think we ought to consider, contact a council member of your choice. Or call City Hall and go through the process of leaving an email message for different council members that says, I think we ought to be doing this or that. So I would encourage people to do that. There are, just things that we want to be sure that people have an opportunity to provide an input, and it wouldn't be the first time in things that I was involved in where somebody had an idea that nobody else, it just had not occurred to anybody else, and it turned out to be a great approach to what we were doing. There was a little bit of discussion about trash pickup and how that worked as background for other things, some discussion about RV spots. Some of the other cities in the region have a plan for essentially, we'll call them snowbirds, that come down this part of the year. And so they have an RV spot plan for that. In recent past, we had talked about 20 days annually for people to have an RV parked in our RV spots, no more than 10 days consecutive and no more than 20 days a year, so you didn't get those folks that read the rules very closely and moved out for one day every 10th day and then basically stayed all the time. So
that would create a problem for you with snowbirds who come down for 2-3 months at a time to escape whatever from in Minnesota.
And, of course, when those folks come down, they contribute to our economy from the area of, the small fee associated with using the RV space, but also just money into the community.
Somebody's living
here.
Pardon
me, community sales tax and those kind of things that are important to us. So that discussion came up about consideration for doing that. We talked about progress in the water systems, both expecting to have the clean water program, I'm sorry, the drinking water program, now that we've gone through the hoops with the Federal Aviation Agency about putting the elevated storage tank there at Curtis Field, we've met that concern. Only one input came as part of that, and it was very general stuff from an organization that looks for those things to talk to, and made comments that of the standard things, how does it affect the pattern, landing pattern, and approaches to the airport, that sort of thing. So those were easy to answer quickly as part of the process. It takes the mill to grind very slow, justly, as we see in so many things with discussions, about baby formula and everything else. So paperwork, probably 60 more days before we actually get final approval to do that. And then some work with the overall contractor and the subcontractor about getting that done. So there was a little bit of discussion related to budget issues about looking at the Charter Review Committee and getting that cranked up for a couple of things that have come up as part of that. So While not directly a budget item, it had an impact on the budget, and our format allowed us to have that discussion. Some discussion about salaries for Brady police officers, and a little bit of discussion about EMS folks and the requests that had been made about pay raises that will be taken care of in our budget sessions. And those, again, are the plan right now is 3 days expectation. It doesn't take those full 3 days, but scheduling up 3 days on the 11th, 13th, and 14th of July with a backup day should we need it the following Monday on the 18th as the work days when we go through that. The little bit of discussion about the budgeting process again. We go through that process and we have a base budget, and then each department has the opportunity to request supplements to the budget, supplementary things to it. And there are kind of two types as we look at that. The ones that are at the approval level of the city manager and things that would come along as part of the process when Lisa and her group build the base budget, those types of things automatically get put into it, and they're highlighted as things that were already there, but the supplementary paperwork still goes before the council as we look at it. And then the second type is the kind of a wish list thing that they would come up, and we look through those and make our decisions on how those things look. So a good session. We took a break to get a bite to eat, and worked on animal control with concerns primarily. A little bit of a shift. A lot of our animal control focus in the past had been to be concerned about feral cats and the number of feral cats. Well, we've got some programs working on that, and a lot more of this discussion was stray dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those dogs causing complaints and major concerns about safety, in that they're large dogs and roaming free. So we had a little bit of discussion about some of those situations that have occurred and how we want to deal with that. So animal control will be a good part of our budgeting process. And part of that is of course, the facility. The facility that was inspected fairly recently that we have added to G. Raleigh White Complex was less than sterling, and so we're in a probationary period at looking at how we're going to handle that. A lot of it is associated with environmental control.
Mm-hmm.
that's out there and meeting the standards. The state doesn't levy a lot of standards on animal control for cities. The main focus they have is that you have a quarantine facility associated with rabies that might occur. And so that ties back into if somebody's bitten by a dog, the state rules about quarantining that animal for a certain period of time to make sure that it doesn't have rabies. The alternative method to the quarantine is that the animal is put down right away.
Mm-hmm.
And a portion of the brain removed and sent to the laboratory to determine that. So that's pretty dramatic solution to that problem where dog bites do occur, even in animals that are not vicious animals. But there are some pretty strict rules on that. So we have some work to do in that area of animal control. Dates already laid out for the future work session had been covered. The process that we're going through this year is not a great deal different than what we'd done in the past. And there were really no significant announcements, and we finished in the early afternoon and dismissed and ready to go with a city council meeting tomorrow night. That we've got a number of items on that agenda, and just to hit those really quickly, 2, 4, 6 items in the individual concerns, which is approving a resolution to designate authorized signatories for contractual agreements requesting the funds and pertaining to the 2021 Texas Community Development Block Grant Program that we have participated in and look to participate in. Then a second item is approving a resolution, that's resolution 2022-12, 2022-13, civil rights in the city of Brady's adoption of certain federal procedures and obligations as it pertains to and to extend the acceptance of the funds associated with those Department of Agriculture federal assisted block grant items.
What are we using the money for?
Different things. An awful lot of those block grants that we're doing, because you have to get fairly specific in those, is upgrading areas of the drinking water.
Okay.
That
it's
go out
the
to certain
water.
Areas. Yeah. We got a lot of focus in the southeast part of town in terms of larger pipes to provide more water as part of that quality. But we've done a lot on the north side around the Davidson Street area in the past as part of those kinds of block grants. Next item coming up for tomorrow night.
Tonight.
The hotel occupancy funding application for Locker Sports Bar and Grill associated with the Brady Crawfish and Drag Boat Throwdown to be held on June the 4th. Not July the 4th, June the 4th. So that's coming up pretty quick. So they have made a request for use of hotel occupancy tax funds that we set aside, and the council will hear that and most likely approve it. Update on the discussion on architecture plans for remodeling the police station is part of the agenda. The fifth item is the status update regarding ongoing code issues at 901 Bombay. That's a familiar address to lots of folks that are engaged on concern about the code violations at that address. The last item on the agenda, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1339 to deny and dispose of proposed, review of proposed rate schedules and service regulations filed with the City of Brady for Encore Electric Delivery Company. the LLC, and I don't know if the specifics of that, about that until we get to tonight to know what that is, but as Encore is a major electrical provider, mm-hmm. and we look at different situations for the rules on when people in primarily a dual based area switch back and forth between those things. So we're clearing that up a little bit. Staff reports, there's an executive session scheduled that we could look at, both consultation with the attorney and with personnel matters associated with folks that are there. The budget books are being built, and that information will be available to folks that want to take a look at all the details there. We usually get 2 4-inch binders of information associated with that. So it takes us 2.5 days, pretty solid, to go back to those budget meetings that are coming up in July.
Any special issues that you know about as you go into the budget process, other than finishing up both the clean water and the drinking water issues?
And just to review, like I said, drinking water program should be complete by the end of the calendar year. That's mm-hmm. a little bit of a stretch off of October, November that we talked about before. And then it will be in the summer, fall of next year before the clean water, that's the wastewater treatment plant, is completed out there. But a lot of progress as they move through that. But those things and then the focus that we have with animal control will and the facility for that, and moving along with the police station and fire station as we get those put together, and looking at potential funds coming from the sale of the land mm-hmm. out at the lake.
Okay.
So that about covers it.
Okay,
very good. I have a medical appointment early in the morning in Temple tomorrow, so I will come back to you on Thursday for a review of what we did tonight.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
We'll look forward to it. Appreciate you being here.
Appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Brady Mayor Tony Groves with us this morning. We'll be back with more here on the morning program. Take a look at the community calendar. And other things, plus birthdays, right here on KNEL.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.